Welcome to Coastline from the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Seating the two newest commissioners in New Hanover County has been anything but smooth. After the November election, one county resident challenged the results, first at the county level, before taking his case to the state. Both times his complaint was dismissed, but the process delayed the swearing-in of Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. The two men took their oaths of office in late December, and they have now participated in two county board meetings as commissioners. The last several years has seen a board dogged by dysfunction, largely thanks to one former commissioner whose personal problems turned into very public legal issues. The two commissioners who have waited patiently for results to be accepted as final are with us in studio today. Skip Watkins is a financial advisor. He's worked with the Cape Fear Fair and Expo and the Azalea Festival and has lived with his family in Wilmington for more than 35 years. Skip Watkins, welcome to Coastline.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Rob Zappel is a licensed general contractor and builder and owner of his own small business. He and his family have lived in Wilmington for the past 17 years. His wife is a small business owner as well. Rob Zappel is currently on the board of the Thaling and Hall Center for the Performing Arts and the Children's Museum. And taking a moment for full disclosure, Mr. Zappel is a member of the board of Friends of Public Radio, which is the governing body of this radio station. Rob Zappel, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rachel. Delighted to be here.
We encourage you to join the discussion. Do you have a question for Commissioners Watkins or Zappel? Is there a local issue that you have concerns about and would like to see addressed in this upcoming year? Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at CoastlineHQR. And we do have a listener email that's just come in that we'll get to in a moment. But first of all, one of the first major issues that the two of you have had to grapple with as commissioners is Cape Fear Community College asking for its final allotment in general obligation bonds, $40 million to construct the Advanced and Emerging Technologies Building. And this was a heated discussion at the last county board meeting with Woody White strenuously disagreeing on a number of points, most notably it's money that the county doesn't need to spend right now and therefore shouldn't be spending. Mm-hmm. Where do the two of you stand on that?
Well, if I could jump in. Thanks, Skip.
Rob Zappel.
First off, Rachel, I'd like to say thank you to all the voters of New Hanover County. I think this is one of our first kind of public announcements here presenting ourselves in public. So I want to thank everybody who was so patient to go through that entire process. But to the question at hand, the Cape Fear Community College, I'd like to also also thank the voters of New Hanover County who have, through the bond issue in 2008, approved by 62% the issuance of those bonds that have leveraged the money or allowed us to sell the bonds to put together the Union Station and the new Fine Arts Humanities Building. It would not have happened without the forward thinking and the brilliance, basically, of the voters of approving that.
And that was a referendum approving $164 million in bonds.
That's
for
correct.
The community college.
The other piece here that I just want to remind everyone, and I remind myself all the time, that the new AETC, or the Advanced and Emerging Technologies Center, is actually three buildings out in that will be built out in the North Campus. Plus, in that $40 million is the money to remodel four different sorely needed buildings that Cape Fear Community College is using in the downtown area as well. So it's a very far-reaching and is going to provide funds for a lot of work that needs to be done. And starting with those three different facilities out in the North Campus. A strong community college here in New Hanover County, in my mind, it not only approaches the education portion of our future, but also the economic development.
It sounds like you're very much in support of this.
I certainly, as I'm gathering in all the information, I certainly understand where I like to start from is the foundation of how important education is to not only our community, but also to the economic development of the entire region. And it goes well beyond New Hanover County into the Cape Fear region completely. lean.
Skip Watkins, what do you have to say about this concern that Woody White has been very vocal about in terms of the county debt and where we are right now and separating wants from needs?
First of all, I want to echo Rob's thanks. This is our first forum, and we do appreciate the folks who supported us. Commissioner White, you said it perfectly. He's concerned about the debt. It was not a personal attack against community college. But in my comments that same night, I made a comment that if you look at the $40 million that they're asking for, the $160 that was recently passed by voters for the school system here, and if you're a city resident, we're getting ready to take on $250 million in new debt. And there comes the price tag. Now, granted, the voters did vote for it. I was recently asked by someone what my vote was going to be, and I don't reveal my votes prior to the meetings, but I will give my thought process. I'm a community college graduate. My son goes there. I took local community college, Cape Fear. My nephew attends there. So obviously, we're a community college family. And I, my three legs that I stood on in the campaign were economic development, fiscal responsibility, and public safety. And at this point, you know, it's sometimes things conflict, and I have to have a clearer vision. You know, I received a lot of emails, as Rob did. We got copied on a lot of the same ones. Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, the support was for the comments were in favor and support for the for issuing the new bonds. But I have to be I have to look at the 38% of the people that did not vote for it, because I represented those people as well back in 2008. And shame on the people that did not go vote, but he and I also, we all five represent those people as well. And the thought of another tax increase is, in theory, when we will make, more than likely, we will have to vote on some more, something, you know, the taxes this year, tax rate.
And that's something that County Manager Chris Coudray has addressed repeatedly over the last months, that regardless, and this is something that's already in the mix, though. I mean, this was a series of bonds approved years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but and Chris Coudray is saying there's going to be a tax increase regardless.
And I think Rob will agree with me. At least I don't put words in his mouth, but we will not raise the taxes. The voters raise the taxes. What we're going to have to do is figure out how to pay for the stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be the, you know, the, for us. So my decision process is coming down to we need training facilities. We have Vertex here now. We have the potential for other industries to come here. The veterinary school, I personally researched the need for that, and I do agree with that. I was not familiar with it at first, so I did my own research. I have an automotive mechanical background, so I have some passion. But I have to weigh the need against the cost. And so right now, that's just, you know, my thought process.
Rachel, I'd like to throw in one more
Rob
issue
Zappel.
In there, and thanks, Skip, for that kind of look through of this issue. It's the tremendous value that the $40 million in today's money is to the voters. That $40 million today that has once again been approved back in 2008 when they approved the entire bond measure, the voters did here, is worth, you know, conservatively, probably $47 to $48 million in money that's 5 or 7 years out. I mean, I know that's kind of hard to follow, but it represents a tremendous value to the voters. We will, because of rising construction costs, rising material costs.
So you're saying if this was put off for a year or two or three, it would cost the county quite a bit more than it would today?
Yes, it would. We will never see the value of that $40 million we're looking at the levels it is today. It's a tremendous value to the community.
So what do you say to your constituents who are concerned about the level of debt in the county?
As Skip pointed out, we have 217,000 people that live in New Hanover County, and he and I and the other three commissioners represent every one of those. And I ask for and seek out and try to, through emails and telephone conversations, you know, the opinions of everyone. But I also have to honor the vote of the people, and at 62% back in 2008, that's what the voters wanted, and I will make sure that the voters get what they have asked for, and even more so, get the value of that money that they approved. They approved $164 million, and by golly, we're going to get some tremendous value out of that, and we already have.
And if I may, my last comment on that, Part of Mr. White's and my personal concern is that, and though the document is a dynamic document, the original master plan, the square footage was addressed in that original master plan back in 08, and that square footage has been built. But previous administrations and leadership at the community college chose to divert from that. And so it's, the thought has been, had we stayed on track of the original, would we have needed the whole 164, the entire?
There was a debate over the square footage that was approved.
And not just the square footage, but, you know, the building, and again, Union Station, beautiful. Arts and Humanities, beautiful building. But, and has great value. And the bond referendum actually addressed space beyond classroom. But the I guess the point is
you know, and so you're saying there's a debate over did
priorities.
The voters approve a certain dollar amount that we are mandated to spend on the community college, or did they approve the building of a certain number of square feet which has been delivered?
And I don't think the average voter had that in their mind, but I do believe that that's a valid part of the argument.
If I can tack on to that, that document that Skip was referring to, the Master's Facilities Plan, of course, was written in 2007 and approved by the Cape Fear Community College Board in 2008. Information that was relevant then changed through a recession, and that's where we got such tremendous value for our construction dollars and our materials.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're here with two recently sworn in New Hanover County Commissioners, Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins. They're in studio today to answer your questions. Is there an issue you'd like to see the county take up this year? Do you have a question for Skip Watkins or Rob Zappel? Give us a call, 910-343-1138, or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.